Okay. Shall we? Where are we? Means. Means.
We can't talk about it.
Means something that you know, that you don't know. So you're to heal. Sort of knowledge, a very good one, indeed. The almost last one. This is before the last book, right? So this is almost the final stage. And here we learn something that we don't quite understand because we're not supposed to. But around this bewilderment, around the subject, there are some clues. And Rumi is giving those to us, right? He started, do you remember? I read you even last time. First paragraph, the 16th verse, said, although this intellect is too weak to declare, one must quickly make a movement. We know that we don't understand it, but you have to try. Because with that trying, you will have a better understanding of what you don't get, what is the difficult stuff here. The first stage, you remember, always, was what? Was to understand this stuff, you have to put aside all your thoughts, the animal thinking system, four birds, four way of thinking, greed, and show off, and all that stuff. Put them all aside. Then we want to talk about it. Then he started to talk about what? More than anything else was explanation. Explanation. Example, explanation. The last one, which is the subject that we are in now, was something which is going to have a lot of declaration today and in other days to come. You looked up on the paragraph. Always explanation, explanation, giving this example and that. What was the subject? First, one question here. You were reading something. What were you looking at? That page you are looking at.
I was looking at the beginning of the paragraph.
Wrong. When you want to have the last hint here, you have to go back always to understand what were we talking about that we are going to go on and on and on. Somehow, a couple of pages ago, he said, let me explain to you that what God gives to them, something, has nothing to do with the potentiality of that something. It's more than that. That's one of the cases of bewilderment. See? He will give something to something, someone. That someone will do the bizarre stuff that we can all understand, because this fellow was not like this at all. He didn't even have the potentiality. Do you remember that? He made a long story to explain that to you. The story was the creation of human being. God needed the earth. And earth, stupid earth, we say, no. Why? Because I know these fellows and they don't have the potential. That was the mistake. That's why he didn't succeed. That's why God sent the Israel, and he brought back what he wanted. Then what happened? In the last paragraph, we read the point that he said, you brought them? Good. Then his death will be in your hand. You will kill them. He said, I was a good guy. I did what you asked me. The others, they didn't, I did. And now, doing this, he said, what's wrong with that? Even this angel had the mistake to think about the future logically. That was the logic of the earth. Remember that this animal will be like this, will be like this, will be like this. Bring it to me. And he said, you will be killed. I said, me? Then everybody hates me. He said, you forgot. I'm putting this earth in them. Means they are earthly. So they don't get it that you are the angel of death. They think that there was this accident, there was this sickness, there was this blah, 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 blah. He said, what about the good guys? He said, the good guys know that you are just the instrument, so what? Because even that potentiality I'm putting in you. You see, somehow he said that this is how it is. Look at your logic. Your logic is always silly because you foresee the future the way you could understand or you could guess. And guess what? The future is never like that. There are always surprises in future. Why? Because when you are foreseeing the future, how many factors do you count on? Just a little bit data you have. Look at this universe and look at the working of the atoms of this universe together to build all of this. Every single of them has some attitude even. This is what we realize now for the quarks. That we have the quarks that they have attitude. Like that. How could you be sure about the future? Especially if you could believe somehow in this intelligent design. If you believe that everything is happening for some reason, not just because of an accident or things like that, then in the future there are a lot of this. You should understand it. This is the subject that we were talking about, right? And today we'll go on to explain the details of this subject. That, listen, foreseeing the future logically depends on logic. Why? Because this is a logical law. Logic made the law to make itself the God. So everything should be logical. He says, it's not that simple. It's more than that. Okay, the guilty party today.
Falls you from a creature of God, he in reality is like an instrument. The Gnostic is he that refers to God, not to the instrument. And if he refer it to the instrument formally, he does so not in ignorance, but for a purpose. Thus, Abu Yazid, may God sanctify his spirit, said, during all these years, I have never spoken to any creature or heard any creature speak to me. But people fancy that I am speaking and listening to them, because they do not see the most great speaker, of whom they, in relation to me, are the echo. The intelligent hearer pays no heed to the echo. There is a well-known proverb to this effect. The wall said to the nail, why are you splitting me? The nail replied, look at him who is hitting me.
Okay, you hear the explanation. You see, following that long conversation and action, and at the end, God will explain to the angel that, listen, you are just the instrument. Here, we say, extended in your brain. When somebody hurts you, what's happening? You should know that that somebody is an instrument and is doing what he's doing. So, don't refer to that fellow. Refer to Haq, to understand it, right? Why? Because let's talk about this instrumentalism. What is this? Everything needs an instrument and blah blah. He says, we believe that the instruments are just instruments. Some other energy or will or whatever you decide is influencing it. So the clever people, they don't look at the instrument, but sometimes they do, because it's better. They understand something else, so sometimes they